Lila Nishmas of Klenim's Kamash Ben Avril Melech. Maestro Shini Perk Beis Mishnah Alf. Maestro Shini Nitin Lachila Vilishtia Lisicha. Maestro Shini can be used for eating, drinking, and Sicha. As we know, drinking is like eating. Tyrus says the Maestro Shini should be eaten. Sicha, we know, is like Shasia, like we've said in the past. Lechol Dovah Shadarko Lechol. To eat something that's fitting to eat. So the Rav explains if you'd buy food that initially was able to be consumed, like for example, let's say you buy bread, but then it becomes moldy, or wine also becomes spoiled, all these things, you do not have to eat it as Maaser Sheni, because it's only Dover Shadarko Lechol, something that's fitting to eat. Losuch Dover Shadarko Losuch, and also Maaser Sheni should be only used to purchase something that's normally used to smear. Lo Yosuch Yain V'Choymitz, and therefore, as we now say, one's not allowed to anoint, Lo Yosuch Yain V'Choymitz, one's not allowed to anoint with wine or vinegar, avosachu es shemen, but one is allowed to anoint with oil. Ein mefat ben shemen shel ma'aser sheni. Don't make ma'aser sheni get lost. And how does one do that? But if he's mefatim, which means he adds spices, roots, and branches into oil of ma'aser sheni, the issue is that the oil of ma'aser sheni will get lost. It'll get absorbed into the roots. And you're not allowed to make ma'aser sheni get lost. Vein loichen b'dmei ma'aser sheni shemen mefutim. One is not allowed to buy oil that this process is already done to. And the Rav explains this because this is not, most people don't buy this, only mefunakim, and like we've said, fine schmeckers. Those are the only ones that buy this type of oil. And it has to be something that's fitting for everybody. And the Rosh actually adds, and you're going to be losing money. It's like a waste of money because you're paying more. Maaser Sheni should get you something. And by paying for something like this, you're sort of getting ripped off and giving away Maaser Sheni money and wasting it. Now, Yishanim explains that this is the reason why we gave two different reasons. Why don't we say the same reason in the previous case where we said you shouldn't take Maaser Sheni oil and do it to it because you're going to make the oil get lost. Why don't we say don't do it to the Maaser Sheni oil because you're going to create something that's not shava for everybody, just for people that are mefunakim. And the reason is because that's not such a problem because there, if you own the oil and you put the stuff into the oil, well, you're making the Maaser Sheni oil be worth more. You can now sell it for the people that appreciate the finer things in life and you can get more money for it. Therefore, the Rav had to say that the reason is because you're making it get lost by having it absorb into the roots. That's why we have to give two different reasons. However, the Mishnah says, but you're allowed to do this to add the spices and fragrance to wine to make yenimulin. The reason is because there they would drink the whole thing, even the roots and all that, all together. If outside of Yerushalayim, the Rav explains, into the wine fell honey and other spices and it made it better. So how do you now assess it? So if let's say the wine was worth 2 sellas and then the honey and the spices worth 1 and then an additional sell it increased in value. So now it's worth 4. So 2 was Maaser Sheni, 1 was the other stuff that fell in, and 1 was the value that it increased. So the hashavach lefi hacheshbon. So the shavach, that extra 1, you'd make the cheshbon. So since it was 2/3 from Maaser Sheni to the other stuff, so 2/3 of the newer increase, 2/3 of the profit is going to be deemed Maaser Sheni, and that's how you have to cheshbon it. Similarly, dogim shnespashel mekaploitis from Maaser Sheni v'shpicho. If you have fish that was cooked with kaploitis, this is either leek or a certain type of onion. The Rav explains leek. Some Mefarshim say that it's a type of onion of Maaser Sheni. Now this whole mixture got better. The same thing. Hashavach lefi cheshbon. You make the same type of cheshbon of the percentage of Maaser Sheni to the fish. And then the profit is, then you make the same assessment, the same ratio is then put onto the profit. Isa shel Maaser Sheni she'af av ishbiach. But what if you have a case where you have dough of Maaser Sheni that was cooked, and the only thing that's not Maaser Sheni in the cooking process is, let's say, the wood. That's wood of chulin. And now the dough got better because it's cooked, so you have a loaf of bread. Hashavach l'sheni. Here, the shavach, you don't take a cheshbon of the wood that was cooked. Rather, the whole thing is Maaser Sheni. The whole bread is Maaser Sheni. Here we're saying, ein shvach etzem lepas. The profit and benefit that came from the wood, we don't cheshbon that into the actual bread. We do sometimes say it in other things that Taisis Yom Tov says, but not here. The Mishnah in Zakla, Kol Sheshiv Chenikar, the klal is that any time the increase is apparent, and it's apparent, the Rav explains and the Rambam explains, both in the measurement and the weight, and obviously the value, Hashavach Lefi HaCheshbon. So then, if those things, if it's tangibly benefit physically also, then it's you make the cheshbon, like we said earlier. V'chol she'ein shivchoi nikker, however, if the shvach is not nikker, meaning it literally is not weigh anymore, it's not any bigger, anything like that, rather just tastes better, Hashavach L'Sheni, then we don't factor in at all the Chulin part. Rather, the whole thing is deemed Meiser Sheni. So if it's just adding some type of flavor, but the physically hasn't changed, then the whole thing is considered Meiser Sheni. Even if it went up in value, all of that increase is attributed to Meiser Sheni.